Show we at
33.
Oh, Larry Bird.
That's my lucky number, bro.
Larry Bird, 33. That's how many times I was in Tewksbury detox. Imagine that. Lady said it to me one day. She goes, "You know how many times you've been here?" I said, "No." She said, "33." I said, "Jesus fucking Christ, time to make a change." All right, see my shirt. It says Lefty. That's right. Throw gas, and I'm a lefty. Speaking of Tewksbury detox, we got a Tewksbury.
Don't say that, bro. Don't tell anybody. Don't fucking tell anybody. PBD in the house.
Listen, it's wherever you went to high school.
That's, PBD, yep, that, Tewksbury. Yeah, Tewksbury.
Yeah. So we're going Tewksbury. No. We got a PBD/Tewksbury guy here tonight. We have some mutual friends, and we started talking a while ago through Instagram and stuff, and hit it off, and never really met each other. And I've been seeing lately, he started another page. He's got a workout page where, you know, I've been following a few things he's been doing. As everyone can tell who's watching this, I'm back in the gym, you know. First thing Justin said, right?
It's fucking right, baby.
Yep. Look great. Feel great. Trying to lose a spare tire. It's very, very difficult. It's been a month with no soda now. That was one of the biggest things. I'd always have a soda with lunch and dinner. And then I start eating pizzas. And it's just like with me with drugs or alcohol. Once I start doing something, it's just like, it's like routine. Just like when I'm exercising, doing good, I feel good. You know, I want to do it more. So I'm trying to stay on this train of thought. Bundy also down 38 pounds.
Yeah.
Bundy's been back in the gym. Oh. Did you work out today?
No.
Come on, Bundy.
But it's 6 days in a row.
All right.
I took today off.
All right. I've been, I started on the treadmill just doing like, you know, walking uphill. And I'm doing 30 minutes, and now I'm up to an hour. Now I feel like a piece of shit if I only do 30 minutes or 45 minutes. So I'm like, and sometimes it's a long time in the gym. You know, if you don't get there in the morning, if it's 10, you know, people calling me, I have things going on to be an hour on the treadmill and hit the weights. But I've been sticking to it, and I feel great. So we got Mike Swans here.
Yo.
Good Peabody guy. Took his son to the Red Sox game today.
First game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got the... They give you a care package, dude. You get the pin, the sticker, the bracelet, the whole nine. So,
And it's the kid's experience. First game?
Yep. Taught him how to do the seventh inning shuffle, get the fuck out of there before the game's over.
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, it sucks. They lost today. They lost yesterday against the Astros.
They got bombed on today, bro. They got their fucking heads caved in. It was 10-0 when we left.
Oh, my God.
Fucking football score.
Yeah, I saw a couple home runs, and I was like, see you later. I stopped watching it. Same with me. I left yesterday after the seventh inning. Beginning of the eighth, and then they scored a couple runs and they almost tied it, and I'm like, that would have sucked. But you know, anybody who knows, you know, getting out of there with traffic sucks. It was hot as balls, and there was a hockey tournament, the Slap Fest. They run every year, street hockey tournament in Farragut Park in South Boston. I wanted to go by. It finished today. I didn't make it, but I went by there, and I went by the Point Clothing Lounge, who's sponsoring today's podcast. Point nice. Clothing Lounge on Broadway. Great. The thing about them is, like, you'd be great for it, Mike, because it's like, it's high end clothing. I mean, everything there is super nice, but it's like athletic fit, you know, a couple of Celtics shop there, athletes, you know, so, you know, some of the stuff, you know.
It's fire.
Yo, it's all fire, but don't fit me great because I've been a fat mess.
We'll get you right, bro. What the fuck? We're going to get Bundy all fucking ripped out, bro.
Yeah. Absolutely. You grew up in Peabody. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your story, how you ended up in high school in Tewksbury.
Peabody, fucking born. We were out there ripping, bro. Great sports town. know a bunch of dudes. My buddy fucking Charles Rosa, UFC fighter, a couple fucking gentlemen I grew up with out there, the DeRosa family, absolute legends out of PBD.
I remember the kid Jeff Allison, who's pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Jeff Allison was on my baseball team. Me and him, first baseball team, we went fucking undefeated, won the city championship. So I grew up with me and Jeff. We were on fucking two baseball teams, actually, and he was a great player. Fucking the Oxys just cut every fucking athlete I know in half, man. It was nuts. I was lucky enough to get out of that place, and Tewksbury was just as fucking bad, to be honest, drug wise. But so PBD, and then parents got divorced, moved out to Tewksbury, met a bunch of legends up there, and fucking
a lot of good guys. People that don't know about Jeff Allison, he was was he in the major leagues or just a major league prospect?
He
was, dude.
So he actually got drafted by the Marlins, right?
Yeah, dude, that's what it was.
He was
the first
fucking dude that they let go AWOL, and they were like, all right, bro, come back, because he was that fucking nasty. So he was that good that they let him kind of go off the fucking wagon and come back and be like, all right, you promised to not fuck around again, and he fucked around again. So
yeah,
he was nasty. So he was by far the best dude. So before that was Paul Sorrento. So Paul Sorrento was around like your generation, and my uncle Stephen Flynn, God rest his soul, he was 1-2 number prospect coming out of PBD, and my uncle fucking just wanted to party and fucking be a Motley Crue member instead of fucking go to the MLB. So PBD's always been a great sports town, bro. Fucking, I remember some of my buddies being like, dude, we played PBD fucking Tanners in football. They looked like they were in the NFL. It was the same thing with Everett, the fucking
dudes when we grew up, boxes, Everett.
They look like, I was just telling this guy, back in the day, I swear they used to bring kids from other countries and their parents would be like, oh, he's fucking 16. The kid's probably 20 years old.
Yeah.
He's fucking running kids over in football practice and shit. So, yeah, the sports world. Tewksbury hockey system was pretty good, too. So
the Redmen.
Yeah.
Redmen stand up. I shouted you out on the podcast last week, and I sent you a message. I said, listen, I shouted you out, and you're like, where is it? And I said, it'll probably be out Friday. But then you messaged me and said a few guys reached out to you, right, and let you know I was.
Yeah, they were excited, bro. People fucking hit me. They're like, yo, bro, Bean Shooter fucking shout you out. He called you a man's man. I'm like, you're damn fucking right, bro. Fucking don't recognize real.
Yeah, definitely. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on now, like what your work, but your Instagram page and your TikTok and your workout thing.
I mean, all I've ever done with my entire life was fitness. So I started 16 years old. I was working at Tewksbury Gold's Gym as a fucking personal trainer.
I worked out there today. Yeah, I know the kids that like bought it and started the thing.
So I was a personal trainer, 16 years old, fucking hungry, just wanting to help. I felt like by the time I was 16, bro, I was so fucking shredded. I felt like I was so ahead of the curve. I had this natural gift to, you know, just get fit and kind of help other people like figure out stuff that wasn't as easy for them as it was for me. So fast forward fucking a decade and a half, and I was regional director of training for a large fitness chain in New England, and became great friends with the owner. Shout out Chris Jordan, one of the best fucking in the game. The most successfully ran Gold's Gyms at one time ever in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2001. And this is during the fucking racket club boom where gyms were fucking the most insane thing.
I was locked up that whole period.
On planet Earth. So I got to learn under him and a gentleman named Rich Quinn, who was like a personal trainer and sales legend. So I worked for those guys for a decade or so, and then left to run another facility where I met a buddy of yours, Pat Kelly, great dude.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Pat Kelly.
He was one of my trainers, great guy. He's actually my head trainer.
Patty.
And I ran a couple of those boxing gyms. So cut my teeth in those two facilities and then decided it was time to, you know, venture off on my own, and started an online fitness training company, and it fucking just went absolutely bananas.
Really?
A lot quicker than
I didn't even know all this.
So I had an opportunity to start it when COVID hit, and I was like, fuck that, I'll never do online.
Oh, it would have been perfect, right?
It would have, but I didn't believe in it at the time. I thought the fitness industry was unshakable and nothing could ever fuck with it. But now looking back, like, dude, online's the fucking way to go. It's the best thing ever, because if I'm training you or if I'm coaching you, you don't have to be held to a certain place and a certain time. You're not like, fuck, I'm going to miss my session with Mike. I got to get the fuck out of here. You can do it whenever the fuck you want, as long as you do, you know, what I lay out for you on your own time.
Yeah.
And I have a lot more control over your day-to-day habits and all this other shit, other than, hey, fucking Bean Shooter, I saw you on fucking Monday for an hour, and then I don't see you again till, say, Thursday or something, you know, and I don't know what the fuck you're doing. I got 100 other people I'm seeing in the gym.
Yeah, this way you're checking in.
This way, I've got my own app. So I got my own app, and I've got all this, like, amazing nutrition app as well that I use, and I do some great shit for a lot of great people. And at the end of the day, these people have to be dedicated. You got to be dedicated, Bundy. You got to be dedicated to want to do it. And if you follow a proven plan, like something that I've developed over the last fucking 2 decades, it works. You know, the shit works, and online's the way to go. And I think fitness is never going to be the same ever after the pandemic.
Yeah, I agree. You know, when you were just saying that, I was thinking about when I got sober and I went down to Florida, and a lot of people said, oh, what was it about that place you went to? And oh, you know, my kid wants to get sober. And it, you know, you went to that place. I'm like, listen, it wasn't that place. It was just the time. And you got to want it. You got to put in the work. It's not like, you know, some magic place. So like you download your app and you're going to fucking get in great shape. No, you got to eat. You got to eat good, and you got to fucking work out and follow the regimen.
100%.
And fucking miracles happen.
Yeah.
You know, with anything in life, you know, if you lock in and you do what you're supposed to do. But a lot of people, it's, you know, it's like people, you know, I always go back to the drug analogies, right? People are on the methadone clinic of Suboxone. Oh, I'm going to get on the clinic. Oh, I'm going to come down real slow and I'm going to do this. But nobody wants to go through the sickness.
Yep.
You know, they all want to say it. Oh, next week, you know, I'll do your thing. I'm going to stop fucking eating Snickers bars and fucking exactly. brushing my teeth with Reese's every night like I used to with a gallon of milk. And then they don't do it. So, you know, it's like anything else. You put in the fucking work, you know, good results happen, you know?
Always.
So that's all you ever did? I didn't know. Like, I didn't know if you were gonna say, "Yeah, I'm an electrician." Nah, I didn't, you know. Nah, I see you doing the workout stuff, but I didn't know that was your whole gig.
Yeah,
you know?
I got a sales management opportunity for the one of the largest contracting companies in New England, and I accepted it. This is like, so I was building my company already on the side, so I was already into the marketing phase of building my company up, and I took a job with this because my pops owned a roofing company, and I thought, I'm like, oh, this can't be.
Sounds like a shop
gonna
guy.
Be cake. Yeah, gonna
sounds
be cake.
Like a shop guy.
And it was fucking terrible, bro. It was the worst fucking thing ever. And I'm saying to myself every day when I'm making these sales, I'm selling millions of dollars per month, and I'm like, man, I'm getting fucking 180 a year. This is insane. You know, I'm making this company fucking 16, 20, 30 million dollars annually, and I'm getting dog shit. And I'm like, this is like, there comes a time in, you know, some people's life where they're like, I'm too valuable to work underneath somebody else.
But couldn't you do both? Couldn't you, like, while you're driving around doing sales pitches?
You would think so, bro.
Still do the gym thing?
My fucking shit, my phone goes fucking bananas all day with clients and people reaching out. So I just hired an assistant coach. So my first coach in my company, and I'm putting him on. And
congratulations.
I'm going to try to replicate that process like 2 or 3 times. And the end game is for me to back out and just have it run on autopilot. And what I want to do is help other people create the same company. So I only did that for a case study because my heart is helping people be coaches. So I want to help others create their online company. So that's like, that's my end game. I want to build up mine to a fucking absolutely insane. So I'm looking to get it to about 300, 400 a year. And then once that's done, I can turn around and say, hey, what I do now is I help others build, you know, super profitable online coaching companies.
Sounds like you got some goals.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I never stop, bro.
How old are you now?
I just turned 40, bro.
Really?
I'm old.
Dude, you could have said 28.
I know.
You know what I mean?
A lot of people say that shit.
No, listen, you could have said anything. 31, 32, 29. I had no fucking clue.
Yeah,
I couldn't. So I was way off on the good side.
Yeah,
you know
my
what
grandma,
mean?
She raised me right. She said, you can't tell no lies.
Yeah, exactly. That's what my mother. She looked at me dead in the eye and said, "Bean shooter, don't you ever tell a fucking lie. Let's fucking go." You know, there's nothing worse than when someone says, "How old are you?" Like me or something. You're like 60.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're like, "What the fuck?" You know what I mean? I just want a foot sweep into the ground.
Yeah.
But when someone gets it on the, you know, they must get it wrong all the time with you on the low end.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Wow, so you're so, yeah, you know, who would have thought? That's a good hustle, and you're so busy. You actually had to hire a fucking assistant coach. Huh?
Yeah. So
I hired
a gentleman. His name's Alex, and we're going to start. So my first hire, so I have a virtual assistant, which is fucking insane. It's like I never knew about any of these things.
Oh, the AI shit?
No. It's a gentleman who lives in fucking Thailand. So I have a gentleman you hire over in Philippines and Thailand are huge. Africa as well.
Hold on, time out. Honey, I'm sorry. I have to go to Thailand immediately to go see my assistant. That would be happening fucking every couple months with me.
It's a guy. So all right,
yeah, that's
all right.
It's just any excuse to get over there.
yeah, the conversion rate is just bananas. So I mean, I do $1.50 a week, and it puts this dude on top of the fucking top of the mountain. And they handle like my appointment setting, and then I'll pay them on like a performance based pay and say, hey, for every appointment that you get me that I do sell, you get a percentage of what I sell.
Yeah.
So it works out pretty well.
Yeah, the dollar's real strong right now, I guess. Yeah. And we're just saying Japan and over there, it's like the fucking dollar's real strong. I don't know how, but.
They printed so much fucking money over the last fucking 4 years that, like, they're just going to drop it on the next candidate's head. As long as it's not, if it's blue, then they'll probably continue to pump the bubble to God knows what. But if Donnie T gets in, they're going to fucking drop the hammer on him.
Yeah. You know, it's not looking good for him. They just, Any other person, if they almost got their head blown off, like Kennedy, right? That's all you'll be seeing on the news, it's right?
Fucking scary, man.
It's like 20 days later, and you do not hear about it, and you do not see it. That iconic photo. Could you imagine if that was
anybody? I almost wore my shirt, bro. I almost wore the fucking.
If it was anybody else, right? And they had that picture, like, that was Joe Biden, like, with blood on his ear, pumping his fist. That would be already on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, absolutely. But, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, but I'm already sick of it. I'm already sick of hearing about it. I just wanted to get over it. I wish it was November because I was already, it was like, you know, it's just so much. It's so much. And there's nothing you can do but sit back and, you know, support who you're going to support and hope it comes out on the right side. And, you know, the back and forth. I don't even want to look at the TV. It sucks, you know?
You can't even watch TV. No. It's fucking, it's unwatchable.
No, it's terrible. So, listen, you got me a little intrigued here, right? Because I didn't say, hey, I'm going to go on the keto diet or, hey, I'm going to fast. But when people started talking to me, because I'd just been eating like steak and eggs, like not eating breakfast, 1-2 in the afternoon, eating steak and eggs. Then I'll eat some dinner, maybe 6 or 7 at night. And then someone's like, you should not eat, you know, after 7 and wait till like noon to eat. And so you fast for 16 hours. I'm like, well, I'm already doing that. Like without even like, it wasn't like a game plan I'm doing. And I'm not. When I first went to rehab in Florida, way back then, you know, I was working out with some kids and they were all doing the keto thing. And I remember they had the keto test strips and they're just eating like cheeseburgers, like with all the bread, whatever, and bacon and steak. And I'm like, oh, I could do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could just eat fucking red meat and fucking, you know, bacon. And I did that for a little bit, but I never got too serious over it. So this time I'm kind of just like every day I was eating this. It's like 4 eggs. At my guy Frank Francione's place, Summer Street Grocers. Everyone's always like, where is that? 4 eggs, and he gives me the shaved prime rib, bacon, and beans. And then someone's like, stop eating all the beans. It's all carbs. So I cut it out. But see, I don't know nothing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's firing advice at me. And I'm like, and then people are like, well, you got to have some carbs. You can eat. I'm like, well, don't worry about that, because I'll be fucking going to the North End at least once a week. But so what are you, would you recommend for
me? I mean, really, bro, all it comes down to, a lot of people want to fucking take sides with all this dieting advice and all this crazy shit. You really can't go fucking wrong as long as you're taking proper steps to understand like what your maintenance level is. And like something like, you know, maintenance calories means how many calories you're intaking on a daily basis to stay at the weight you're at, right? Or the body composition that you're at. Operating what we call like a calorie deficit. So having under your maintenance value and resistance training, lifting, right?
Yeah.
And everyone wants to think like, oh, dude, I'm going to do cardio. Dude, if you do, you say 70% of your workout is cardio based and only say like 30 to 40% is resistance training, and then you say, I'm just going to eat clean foods, you're fucking yourself, because the number one thing you got to figure out is how many calories am I taking in per day? And I want to make sure 80 to 90% of everything I do in the gym is resistance training, is lifting weights. And the number one thing that I see busy dudes like yourself get wrong is you don't have everything fucking organized. Dudes go to the gym and they want to do like I'm not fucking, I don't have, number one, I don't have a game plan. Number two, I'm going to do whatever's open. I'll do some push. And people be like, do you hit, you know, your posterior chain, your ass, your legs, your hamstrings? Like, yeah, I do. And you probably do. You probably do legs every once in a while. But if you have a dedicated split, they call it. So like if you have a 4-day split is typically what I'll give people to, from beginner to intermediate range. You get 4 different like targeted groups that you'll hit on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And you know those muscle groups aren't getting missed. You know, say you go to the gym 10 times in the next 13 days, if you wrote down what you did, I guarantee you there would be a couple muscle groups that were neglected or just weren't missed, or maybe fucking that part of the gym was packed. And because you didn't go in there knowing you're going to hit that shit, you just say, fuck it. And you go do chest or you go do some pulls. And if you don't have everything fucking laid out for you and just have the guesswork.
I'll have to think like, all right, yeah, I did shoulders yesterday and back the day before. All right, I'll do chest today. And someone else like, oh, you should do legs on Monday. So I would always neglect legs. I got big fucking thighs and calves anyway. Yeah. I always had. And I'd neglect legs. So this time, you know, I just only been back in the gym for a month, but I've hit legs like four times, like once a week. And I just started like on the sled, sitting down, just doing a few. And then just on the fucking thing, you know, you're lifting your leg up like this. So I haven't been doing nothing crazy, but I've been doing them, you know?
If you have it laid out, bro, and the thing is, like, each pound of muscle is responsible for burning X amount of calories at rest. Dude, we only go to the gym. You only need to go to the gym for 45 minutes, right? And
so, like I said, I've been doing an hour of cardio. You think that's too much?
Way too much, bro. You can't grow. Bunny said, he's like, I went 6 days in a row. You need to give yourself a day off. People think like, oh, I don't want to give myself a day off, especially when you're over 30, right? If you don't have 2 to 3 rest days, you're going to put yourself behind the eight ball. So you grow and you recover during that rest day. You know what I mean? So that's right. So fucking important. That's part of the program. It's not just like, oh, fuck, I missed the gym today. It's like, dude, no, I'm home resting. My body's recovering. To be able to lose fat, you have to be able to gain muscle. So like, you can put on, you know, more lean tissue in your biceps, in your ass, in your hamstrings, in your quads. Each pound that you put on is going to burn X amount of calories over a 24-hour period. I don't give a fuck what we do when we're at the gym. How many calories can you burn when you're not at the gym? You have to turn your body, especially when you're over 30, over 40, over 50, you have to turn your body into a caloric expenditure machine. So that's all that matters, is like, how many fucking calories can I burn when I'm not at the gym? Like going to the gym and banging out cardio and hitting, like, do I burn fucking 3,000 calories? It's like, great. So your body at some point, when you overtrain cardio, you can lose lean mass. Your body will start to use lean mass as fuel. If you're overtraining and you're over cardioing, which is not a fucking word, but I just made that up. So if you're overtraining cardio, your body is going to burn lean tissue at some point. That's why these fat people that's why these overweight people go to Planet Fitness and on January Rush, and they hit the fucking treadmill for 60 days, maybe, right? And they see they get on the scale and the scale goes down and they're like, okay, so this is working. When in reality, they could have lost 3 pounds of muscle and 12 pounds of fat, right? So
yeah,
the scale went down, but in reality, their body now burns less calories than before they even went to the gym the first time. And now they plateau. And now when they quit the gym in fucking March,
February.
It's easier to fucking.
They don't last. No, they don't. The January 1st,
but it's easier for them to get fat again. So
yeah,
you know, they turn Ozempic and all this other shit now. So now it's
everybody's on that. Oh, I'm losing all this weight, and you're shooting the fucking
Ozempic's going fucking crazy, buddy.
Not me. I mean, if I said it this time, I said if I don't lose this spare tire, then I mean.
Bro, you can lose it so fucking quick, bro. I'm telling you.
You know, I've been getting on the scale too, and I was probably like 226, 228. And, you know, it's been a month and I've been working hard and eating good. And today I got on, I mean, maybe I was 225. Today I got on, I'm 216. You know, I'm not dropping, but I'm putting on muscle too. Because I hadn't been doing nothing. I really been crashing the weight. So I know I'm bulking up. I know I'm not just going to fucking miraculously just drop 10, 15, 20 pounds. But so that's why I'm really glad I should have come on, because I'll pick your brain a little more.
Don't use the scale as a fucking metric for success. Who gives a fuck what you weigh? It's how do you feel? You know, and like you just said, gain some muscle. You know you gain some muscle, and it's like, okay, so what if you weighed 3 pounds more than you did last week? You're gonna be like, fuck, I'm using my body weight. You got to use something. There's a company called InBody that I did some great business deals with for the gyms that I were running, and we put these scales called InBody scales, and it's a bioelectrical impedance.
Your muscle mass.
Yeah, so it gives you a full readout. It's called segmental lean analysis, and it'll give you a breakdown of how much muscle is in each portion of your body and how much fat is in each portion. And I created a personal training sales process around these scales. Dude, we were selling $30,000 in single days of fucking training. And this was out of like Manchester, New Hampshire at the time, where you couldn't get fucking blood out of a fucking stone up there. And we were cranking just because of these scales and how powerful they were. And Body weight is terrible. So don't use body weight as like a metric for success. It's how do you feel? How do you look? You're getting stronger.
Yeah. I've been feeling great. I feel great about, you know, you always feel good about yourself, you know? Fucking Bundy's always coming up. How do I look? How do I look? How do my shoulders look? I go, boy, they look small, Bundy. You know what I mean? Just keep going, you know?
I'll get there.
Good. And when you were just talking to my father went in the Navy, left home. His father used to fucking, you know, kick the shit out of him when he was young. He fought when he was a kid, like me, silver mittens, boxing, went in the Navy when he was 17. So my father's a real creature of habit. He's a routine guy. He's in the bar every day at 3. The guy drinks 7 days a week. But he's up at 4:30 in the morning, gym bag, gym.
Fuck yeah.
Running, push-ups, pull-up dips. He does the calisthenics still. He's 81, and he works out like a fucking dog. And he'll come back, and then he'll go for a walk. He'll go for like a two-mile walk. But his whole life, he's been eating pizzas and this and that. The guy has stayed between like 155, and now he's probably 175, maybe 180, right? But, the guy, he's just a fucking, he's a machine, you know? And every year, he only showers at home on like Christmas. You know, whenever the gym's closed.
Yeah.
That's the only day he showers in the house. But every year he gets pissed around New Year's. All the fucking parking lot's full. They'll be fucking gone in 2 weeks, right? They're all on the fucking treadmills. They're on the machines. And he hates the New Year's resolution crowd.
We used to love it, bro. Our fucking paychecks would be insane for January, February. But we would do 300,000 in training in January.
Yeah, you'd sign everyone up and start training them, and then they'd fall off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's some good shit. So now I gotta like look at everything I eat, like my calories, what I'm fucking, and I've been pounding a ton of water, and like I said, I cut out the soda, so that's big. Huge. I've not had one in a month.
But so I mean, that's the only good thing about stopping soda, dude. You can eat whatever the fuck you want. You could literally eat fucking Snickers bars and get fit.
Don't tell me that.
I'm not even joking. It's just
what about
you
pizza?
Know, you can eat pizza. You can eat whatever the fuck you want, but you gotta understand that like a pizza is a higher, you know, caloric value than like say something more healthy, a lot cleaner. You're not gonna get the nutrients and shit like that. So I mean, you can have the pizza, you can have the cookie and shit at night, as long as everything else is in order. You know what I mean? And you got to understand. So say if your daily goal is like say 2,500 calories, if you're already at 2,300, you can't have a fucking pizza, obviously. So
yeah.
It's about portion control, not what are you
eating.
How do you
keep track of it?
So my app does all that stuff for you. So and it's also got.
Can I get your app for free?
Yeah, I can hook you up.
All right.
So
my guy, let's go.
You plug your foods in, or I can give you the foods for yourself. It's got thousands of recipes. It gives you a grocery list too. So you go to Market Basket and you have the fucking grocery list on there, and it's all based off of what Mike's fucking caloric goal is for the month, right? So you go shopping, you buy all the good shit. You got the recipes on there. Everything's done for you. It's the best thing for busy guys, CEO style people who need the guesswork taken away.
Here's another thing about me. I don't go food shopping too often. I eat out all the time.
Yeah.
So now I'm like last night I went to the feast in the North End, and yesterday the only thing I had was some soup at some Asian place. It said Wagyu soup. It was gross, the beef.
You're
it
on a Wagyu kick.
Yeah, I am on a Wagyu kick, by the way. So my guy, the cowboy, but I was looking for anything to eat. I didn't want to eat fast food. And I was walking around. I was going to go in the Cask and Flagon, and it was fucking mob. So I walked down the street, and the only place was some Asian, Japanese place. So that's all I had was that all fucking day. No, in the morning. So I get up in the morning. I never eat until like 1 or 2, but I don't know. It was probably like 10. I had some eggs and a little bit of steak I had at the house. And my father, so my father's a fucking wise guy, kind of like me, right?
Right? He's a fucking legend.
Yeah. So I get custody of my daughter when she was 6. So she's 16. I go in the kitchen, and my father's, he's got some eggs in the frying pan. He's cooking them up. And my daughter comes walking in. She goes, "You're making eggs?" He goes, "No, I'm making hot dogs." And I'm like, "Come on, Joe, you know better than that to ask a stupid question." Like, she just walks out shaking her head. I'm like, "You've lived with us 10 years now. You know better than that, Joe." But I had that in the morning, a little steak and eggs and some soup. And then last night, I'm in the North End and I'm walking around, and it's fucking, shout out Mikey Ferracano, his spot. He's got a Nutella filled donuts.
I'm Jesus Christ.
I'm like,
bro.
Yeah, see you later.
Amazing.
Then Joe Spagnolo, Chini, got the Chini place. I wanted some Chinis, but I haven't had any fried foods, right?
Yeah.
And they're those fried, you know, rice and meatballs and, you know, with meat inside with the rice. So they got the buffalo chicken ones. And then there was another place, these guys, the egg roll place, they know me, they're like bean shooter. So they give me a fucking egg roll, and it's got like prosciutto and a bunch of stuff in it. And I only ate half of it, you know, and I gave half my
calories.
Yeah. I'm like, so I walked, I felt good though. I walked around that whole place and I ate half a fucking egg roll. That's a miracle for me, you know, but I'm really, you know, I'm fucking watching what the fuck I'm eating. So now I just gotta, I gotta actually look at, like, I don't even look, like when you said, when you're doing cardio, oh, I burned 3000 calories. I don't even look at
it. Nah, that thing's fake. Anyway.
I'm just soaking wet sweating when I get off. And yeah, I know that's good.
Yeah. Hit the sauna. The North End's a fucking dangerous place when you're trying to be healthy, bro. Fucking Modern's my fucking worst enemy. I'll go in there, gain 12 pounds fucking in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, Bova's and Modern. Yeah, definitely. I haven't been at Mike's in a long time. You know, it's always fucking packed.
Yeah, Modern's the shit, man. They got strawberry cheesecake in there. Jesus Christ. I think they put fucking fentanyl in the goddamn thing.
Yeah, the fucking tiramisu there is unbelievable. Everything. Lobster claws. But Bova's too. I'm a big Bova's guy. Down by my guy Frankie at Monica's place. Right there next to Monica's Mikado. But yeah, I'm staying. I've been real good, and I've been fucking craving a pizza. And I'm like, my daughter came home from the beach today and she had Tripoli. I'm like, come on, Jordan, you know I'm eating good. Don't fuck with me. My father's the same way. He'll come home with ice cream. He'll have ice cream, box ice cream sandwiches in the freezer. But he's who he is. He, you know, like you said, you can eat whatever you want when you work out. That guy's been working out his whole fucking life, and he's never been fat, you know? Well, and he'll let me know, you know?
Dudes like him, they grew up in a fucking different generation. You did too, and I did too as well. Our generation, like when we were younger, the food was different, man. Like it's fucking all poison. Like the fucking ice cream sandwiches, the hood ice cream sandwiches that
they fake ice cream.
It's fake, bro.
It's not even ice cream.
Yep. Even like the McDonald's that we would eat when we were younger, it had like 6 ingredients. Now it's got 52 fucking ingredients on something. And you're like, what is this sucralose fucking aluminum? Why the fuck is that in a cheeseburger? You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, holy fuck, dude. No wonder you look back to your pop's generation, you look at the pictures of the Revere Beach that they have at Kelly's Wall, everyone's shredded. Now, there's not a single fucking person
there's
overweight on the beach.
Not one obese person on the beach.
It's nuts, man.
So, now they're all on the beach.
Yep. It's all fucking poison, man. And it's like, and it's not maybe, it's probably not because they want to make it poison, but it's so much cheaper
profitable
to use these. Yeah. That's why Market Basket's fucking organic section is 3 feet long and the rest of the store is just all poison, because it's so much cheaper for them to purchase poison strawberries and keep them stocked. And I have to go in and ask the manager every day, hey, bro, you got any organic strawberries? I know it's fuck. I'm sorry that I have to put you out.
There's strawberries that are fucking fake?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So fruit is the worst thing that you could eat non-organic, because the strawberries and the berries are essentially what they are. It's a fucking gusher of Monsanto pesticides, right? So when you Ooh. Eat the strawberry that's unorganic, you're just eating a fucking like a water balloon of pesticides. And who the fuck even knows if the organic's really organic? Yeah, but at least I can think it is, right?
Yeah,
so that's like all we can get at this point, you know. But yeah, never eat fucking. I'll see other mothers and shit because like I'm a huge family guy. Like fucking shout out to my wife and my kids. I will see other mothers at the organic section or in the fruit section, and I'll fucking be like, hey, don't buy those. Buy these ones. And they're like, shut the fuck up, you weirdo. Don't fucking talk to me in the fucking grocery store. But at the end of the day, hey, I always try to tell people to try to turn to the organic. If you're going to buy anything organic, it's got to be fruit.
Yeah, my girlfriend is always eating fruit. And when I was in Summer Street Grocers the other day, he gave me a big thing of blueberries. He's like, I just picked these at the farm myself. They're super fresh. But I didn't even know that about fruit. But when you were talking about Market Basket earlier, it always comes right to mind, like when you come in or when you're near the checkout lane, the stuff they have, the eye grabbers for the kids.
Yeah,
you know, the ramen noodles, the gushes, the fucking
crap,
the candy, the fucking all that garbage. It's like they they got it. You know, you're like trapped. They got and you're like, oh, this looks good. Boom, throw that in. And it, like you said, you look at the ingredients. And my daughter had a friend from school, and she moved back to where was she from? So it was a funny thing, the story about this girl. She's in like, my daughter's in like third or fourth grade, and she keeps talking about her friend Hannah from school, who's from Germany. So, you know, I'm picturing, you know, Hannah, like blonde, blue eyes.
Course,
and I go to pick her up, and she's from Africa.
Oh,
she was, but she lived in thing. But I'm you know, Hannah. I'm just, you know,
yeah,
it was like the movie Hannah. It was just, I mean, when I saw her, she's like, here she is now. I'm like, where?
Yeah,
this girl and her mother coming. I'm like this, like looking behind her. Right there, you know. And but she was, the mother was telling me, real good people. Mother was telling me, like, there, you go in the supermarket, they'll have signs on something, like on a McDonald's burger.
In Germany?
Like,
yeah.
And where'd she live? fucking Deutschland. Where the fuck did she live? But somewhere. And she was just saying how, like, you know, they have warning labels on these foods in the supermarket. Like, here, how does the, you know, what is it? The Surgeon General.
The FDA.
The FDA. How do they approve all
they
this?
They don't give a fuck, dude. They don't give a fuck.
See, so, people running the fucking shit for the country? The help fucking czar or whatever? Fucking, they're like,
it's so demented. There's so many loopholes. Like, for instance, if you look at something that says organic, they're allowed to put organic on it with zero checks and balances if it didn't come from within the United States. So if it says a lot of blueberries come from, I can't remember the fucking country in South America, Chile. And if it comes from there, they could just put the sticker on.
You know,
exactly, you know that. But yeah. You know, who cares? I don't know, man. It's just the state of food and stuff is scary, scary shit.
Yeah, and also the fucking you read about the cancer rates, like when my father was growing up, he had a cold water flat. They didn't even have hot water when he was a kid. But the cancer rates were nothing like they are now. So all this shit they're putting in the foods, like I'm trying to tell my daughter, you know, you got to fucking, I'm really hopping on it now. You know what I mean? Everything, like everything's fucking garbage. You know, everything you fucking eat, you got to really fucking be careful what you eat.
Yeah.
So what's up with the Wagyu? What, you're not a big Wagyu guy?
Dude, it's funny. I love steak, huge steak guy. I actually did a couple Wagyu fucking patties. Thought they tasted fucking great, but allegedly, so like I'm a huge fucking Rogan guy, dude. Knock on him. A lot of people fucking like to knock on him because he's super popular or whatever. I've been fucking a Joe Rogan guy for fucking 20 years, so whatever. But
I remember when he was on that show. What was it, Talk
Fear
Radio?
Fear Factor.
Then he was
Talk Radio.
Hey, so my greatest Fear Factor thing was, right? I mean, for some reason, it always sticks out with Fear Factor. I always watch that. But they had them dress up in like the bike suits, and then they let them start running. They're like the fucking the marshmallow man, right? And they just let the German Shepherd
That's
go.
Awesome.
And then they start biting them, and they have like a race. And one guy's fucking jogging, and they let the dog go, and he could probably hear it coming, and he must have knew.
Yeah.
You know, he just stuck his arm out like that, and the thing just leaps up and latches on his forearm, and he just ran.
That's fucking awesome.
But okay, back to Joe Rogan and Wagyu.
So
he's eating elk. I've never watched the whole Joe Rogan podcast, but I've seen clips. I never really watch any podcasts. I don't watch my own.
I try not to consume too much. But the theory behind the Wagyu was that because of like the marbling and like that really intense white that you get in there, like the caramelizing, that's supposed to be like they're saying it's like they're obese. So it's a very high fat content meat. And the theory behind it is that they're I know the gentleman that you were talking to, like they do embryo raising. So they raise it from like it's a synthetic raise, which, you know, nothing against. I'm sure the product's fucking amazing. But Rogan was just saying how it's not as lean as, say, like elk. I'm sure it's a lot more flavorful, you know, and fucking whatever.
Gamey is how they say it, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never went hunting.
I mean, whatever. I thought it tasted fucking good, but I love prime rib, so I'm a huge prime rib guy.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking T-bone steak tip veteran, dude. T-bone steak tips, bro. Barbecue, that's my shit, and I think they're probably low quality steak tips, I'm sure, but they just do something with them that makes them taste amazing. So you can't go wrong with steak and eggs, like you were saying. So if you're ripping on steak and eggs, bro, just try to stay the course
Keep it going. And I was also talking about that, you probably heard me about, I like getting these steak tips from this place, and they're real sweet. Like I said, they must marinate them in like Coca-Cola and fucking maple syrup and whatever else, the chubbies, right? They're so good. But I mean, are they that fucking terrible for you?
The marinade's not. No, I mean, dude, I don't think anything like meat based or anything like that is really can be that bad for you. But I think that the marinade sometimes is super high in calories and stuff like that. I've been getting, we get the ribeye. So I get the ribeye from the butcher.
Yeah, I'm a big ribeye guy.
Fucking sear that bad boy. And I was doing just butter. So we got like Amish butter, and it's like full, like organic. And we were throwing some feta cheese on there. I get like organic feta cheese. And I was just smashing that for fucking weeks. And then I'll do in the morning. We got the Pete and Jerry's fucking eggs, which is the organic farm raised fucking eggs. And
wait, are they bad eggs too?
I think so, dude.
Don't tell
me. I think so, yeah. Dude, they fucking paint them and shit. It's so fucking weird, bro. They paint the eggs and shit.
We get Market Basket eggs forever now.
Yeah,
talk to me now. What am I doing wrong?
I don't know. Artie, if you're watching this, bro, are your eggs fucking real or what, dude?
Yeah, fucking Arthur Demoulas. He'll be driving here. His fucking guy drove a Ford Taurus for like 20 years.
Fucking now he's worth $600 million.
Jay-Z, yeah. But yeah, so they have, and like you said, how do you know? Something says, oh, I don't believe anything. Like when you pull up and it says super unleaded, regular, I go,
oh, it's the same shit.
Yeah, I go, this is all coming from the same. I don't give a fuck, you know? Oh, yeah, this gas is, well, get the fuck out of here. It's probably, these fuck, I say to everyone, I go, these fucking tubes are probably going into one big giant barrel under the ground. They're like, look at this asshole paying for the extra super unleaded, you know?
Especially Lowell.
Yeah, especially Lowell. So yeah, so eggs. I really gotta watch. So now, yeah, I gotta track stuff now, huh?
Yeah. So the best meat for me is the bison. So bison is a protected animal. They're not allowed to use any antibiotics on a bison at any point at any time. They're not allowed to do anything. They can't give it fucking nothing. They can't give it fucking steroids.
I like to go to like what is it, like Yellowstone, and go take selfies with bison. Bundy,
that'd be sick. Bundy
should
wrestle a fucking bison. Get killed,
but you ever see that when someone runs up and tries the thing like runs him over something? So we got to talk to Bundy now. We're gonna focus our attention over on Bundy for a few, because I try to talk to Bundy about his diet. Now, Bundy's been eating a lot less. He's not eating like a fucking sow or anything, but he thinks it's good to pound a couple of Red Bulls every morning before
Jesus
he works
Christ,
out.
Bro.
So we got to.
I drink like two a day.
So. Yeah. I mean, the Red Bull theory, bro, like, that's just like...
I drink it when I'm working out.
Yeah, he thinks it gives him this extra energy, and I think...
So, the fucking Red Bull's just like, absolutely, you might as well just drink paint thinner, bro, fucking, and do a line, bro. Like, yeah. I mean, you're going to get the same fucking... paint thinner's probably a little bit healthier than Red Bull, to be honest, but... So, dude, pre-workout and all that other shit is like, if we're talking like real health and real fitness for a guy like you, bro, you could literally do some fucking damage and get fucking beefed up, bro. If you had a plan, started executing the Red Bull and all that shit, like, I always like kind of bust dudes' balls when I see them. They got their fucking shaker cup, their pre-workout. You got to have your fucking AirPods. The perfect fucking Van Halen riff is about to hit when you're doing your chest. It's like, bro, come on, dude. Like, you go to the gym now, you don't see anybody working hard, bro. Everybody's just chilling. Nobody's sweating. Kids are sitting there flipping through fucking TikTok and shit. The pre-workout is bullshit. If it's not sustainable, dude, don't fucking do it. If you're introducing shit into your life, into your fitness routine, that's not... Are you going to drink Red Bull forever, or are you going to do pre-workout forever? If the answer is no, you can't fucking do it. Red Bull is fucking garbage. And I was guilty of the same shit. I used to hammer fucking Red Bulls. It's like...
How about the protein drinks?
And
dude.
Like, I drink like three a day.
He always drank a lot of water. It's never crap. A soda guy. So he's good. So he's just got to cut that out.
Yeah, the protein shit is crap too. The amount of protein and the nutrients you get from a fucking ribeye or from actual food, a fucking protein bar is literally a candy bar with a cool wrapper. And that's it. And they have these great marketing scams that... brand it to kids or have these fucking jack dudes on fucking TRT or on fucking, you know, just flat out steroids market this protein powder. Protein powder is fucking crap. All of it. Like, I don't give a fuck what it is. It's absolute bullshit. Is it good in a pinch to like give you some protein if you don't have any other options?
He's been drinking like, what is it? Not Ensure, but almost like a muscle milk type of thing.
Yeah. Drink like in the morning. I wake up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'll drink one.
Bro, drink fucking water, right? With electrolytes. So they have like, there's a company called LMNT and they have like these salt-based electrolyte mixes, which is really good. I'm like, I think branched chain amino acids is basically like a form of electrolytes. Very similar. I think that's like one of the only things that like makes sense to drink in the morning. Black coffee, fucking electrolytes, bro. You feel like $1 million. Get the fucking bullshit out of your body. No Red Bull. The protein shakes, especially the pre-made ones, are fucking trash. Like, beyond
the
trash.
The Boost ones.
The Boost. And I forget. I know which one you're talking about. There's like this like really popular one that all the kids drink.
Yeah,
shit.
Delicious.
Yeah, it's, you look at the ingredients. And so the gums, it's what it's called. It's filled with all these like artificial gums. And they fuck with your GI tract. They give dudes fucking colon cancer, fucking like the wazoo, bro. It's like these companies, it's just a marketing scam. That's all it is, dude. And the amount of protein you get from the ribeye is 10 times better.
So just this last week, I was black coffee for a while before when I was doing good. Then I started fucking up and having cream and sugar in the coffee. And then, you know, I'd be going, drop my daughter up at school. There's a coffee place. Shout out Coffee Mill in Lowell. And they got the banana Fosta with the cream I'm drinking. I go, this is fucking garbage. So just last week, I'll go to McDonald's in the morning. You know, I don't eat. I just have the coffee. I'll sit there before I go to the gym and fire down a medium coffee. I just started back on the black coffee train, two sugars in it. But with two sugars, you can't even taste the sugar. So I'm like, why am I even putting two sugars in it now at this point, right?
Yeah.
I just got to mentally, I got to lock in and just, you know,
bro, the real like a man, gentleman. Drink yeah. it black, John like a chimney Wayne. Sweep, dude. Yeah,
yeah. John Wayne style, baby. Yeah. You know, like a fucking man. Justin, how do you drink your coffee? Six pumps of caramel swirl?
I don't do caffeine, but when I do, I do it black.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a caffeine guy at all, huh?
That's good, bro. That's actually fucking sweet. You know, I wish I could do that. And like the less vices, bro, and shit like that, you can get out of the way, bro. Shit, you don't depend on when the world ends in fucking 90 days, bro. You're gonna be well ahead of the curve, bro. You don't gotta worry about fucking coffee, bro.
I know. I tell my father, you know, you hit it at just the right time. I think of this fucking. I think of that like anything could go in any
that's
day.
All I think about, bro. Yeah.
But my father was in the Navy for 4 years on a destroyer, and they were, you know, almost in the fucking, almost got nuked. It was like the Cuba thing, and he was sitting there, one of the first destroyers. Is there and they didn't even know what was going on, but my father would be out in this ship for I don't fucking know how long did he go on the destroyers. Bundy knows a
couple
little.
Months
yeah a couple months at a time yeah. He's like, he's in the Navy 4 years, he goes, the only thing they had on the ship was coffee and water.
Animal.
He's like never had a coffee in his life. He goes, I just drank water. I go, awesome. How the fuck? You know what I mean? Like me, I was never a coffee drinker either, but in jail, I started getting into it. Have a nice coffee, and then people make a nice coffee. Yeah, you know, you're buzzing, you're flying. But yeah, he did 4 years in the Navy, most of it out in the destroyer. He never had fucking, he goes, I took a sip once, you know?
I'm
never
so
smoked a cigarette, but he pounds fucking beers.
That like generation of guys is like so fucking fascinating to me. That whole like World War II dudes, like, I mean, if you have someone in your family that served in World War II or anything surrounding that era, talk to them and get every fucking bit of story and information you can out of them, because that shit is fucking gold. And once it's gone, it's gone. You know, once that generation's gone, dude, we don't have that fucking, you know, get some stories out of these guys. My wife's grandfather was a World War II vet. And right when I met her, I didn't want to keep prying, but every time we went over and we see him, I would try to be like, hey, bro, tell me some shit. You know what I mean? Tell me about the fucking Germans and all this crazy shit. And it was just like, man, I'm like, I tell her and I tell like her father, I'm like, why the fuck don't you guys like ask him shit? Like, I'm sure he wants to tell you, maybe he doesn't. But I mean, these dudes, that was just the most honorable generation of fucking hard workers and shit, like from the steel workers and the iron workers and shit like that. Just that generation's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah, like you said, you look at the old pictures. And then, so my friend's father was World War II Purple Heart recipient.
Insane.
And he passed away and we went through his things. And he had the Purple Heart. He still got his fucking uniform. And then went through this box. And it was a picture of him in front of it. It was a fucking, it was a swastika on the hood of a car, a German car. And he ripped it off. And he still has it in his room.
Nuts.
It's like, you know, I know people collect that stuff, you know, for other reasons. But, you know, he ripped it off the hood of a fucking German car when they won World War II. I'm like, this?
Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, that's trust money. He's like, I don't want to sell this. Yeah, it's my father. Me. You know, it's the fucking Purple Heart. It's your Purple Heart, his uniform, that thing. And there was a couple other fucking things they stole, you know what I mean, that were like, one was like a Hitler bust took out of a house, you know what I mean? Yeah, like crazy stuff. But you know, kids today, they have no clue. I mean, you know, we're guilty of it too, like with sports stars. We grew up and fucking, you know, with certain athletes we idolize, and we don't know about Jackie Robinson. And now the kids today are like, greatest boxer ever, Floyd Mayweather.
God,
and
then,
you know, it's all, and especially now. Like, you know, when I grew up, I had friends that liked old movies and, you know, kind of like Renaissance guys where they know stuff, right?
Yeah.
They're intelligent. These kids today, the only thing they know, like, they'll tell you about Bean Shooter and Bundy before they can tell you about fucking, you know, like actors from the 80s or movies. Like, people today, they only know what's on their phone.
That's fucking awesome.
What they're feeding them.
We were just talking about that. I was talking about it to my wife, poor fucking girl. I used to listen to me fucking ramble nonstop. But the older generation, like I said, my pops was a blue collar roofer his whole life, and I met so many fucking awesome dudes through him, and he's super well respected hockey player from Winthrop, Mass. And the amount of people that you meet that know something about something, there was always a guy that you knew that knew a ton of shit about, you know, plumbing or whatever. And now it's like everyone's the jack of all trades, master of none now, you know? And it's like, it's fucking crazy because of the phones, man. Everybody can look up. Before, you had to ask your uncle or ask someone who knew something about something. I'll give, man, put fucking Uncle fucking Ben on the phone. And, you know, I want to ask him about Larry Bird stat that you didn't have access to.
Yeah.
You know?
My father was like that with boxing. Oh, I'm up asking him this or that, you know? Now, yeah, you just put your phone, boom, two seconds.
Fucking crazy.
End all arguments in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So, Bundy, Red Bulls, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stop the Red Bulls.
All right, now, I got to get some more info out of him because I don't retain much. People tell me all kinds of shit and I'll forget fucking.
The protein drinks? Before I just bought four cases. So
I'm
drinking them.
The electrolyte things I wanted to ask him about. What, you just put them in the water?
Yeah, throw them in the water and fucking, dude, it's crazy because like I get too out of hand. I know I'm too out of hand with a lot of the theories I have, but like I don't like to drink out of plastic. Usually I drink out of this to be fucking, I'm fucking thirsty as a bastard. Yeah. So I drink out of it. Try to drink out of glass and shit. BPA, which is like a chemical that they make the plastic out of, it's like one of the number one cancer as well as low testosterone. So you look like testosterone levels of men now based off of when you were a
really?
Kid. Yeah, the testosterone. That's why all these kids, bro, when you were in high school, the dudes looked like they were fucking 40 years old in high school, right? They look like grown ass men. Now you look at the kids in high school, they got like baby faces. They look like they have no balls. It's fucking insane, bro. You know what I mean? It's like you got little teeny kids. It's just, it's nuts, man. So the testosterone levels are fucking diving off a cliff because of the BPAs and everybody, dude, people eat out of a microwave every day. Like I see kids fucking like you eat everything out of a microwave. You put a plastic bowl in the microwave and make a fucking dinner. I'm like, Jesus Christ, buddy. Why don't you just like fucking kill yourself, bro? Yeah. Like, Jesus, it's insane. So use the oven, use a fucking air fryer, try to drink out of glass.
Fucking water bottles, huh?
Yeah, nuts, dude. Nuts. Fuck. Everything's fucked.
They don't have glass ones either, do they?
Yeah, I'm so there's pounded water. What the fuck am I going to do?
There's a Sierra Mountain or some shit like that. I can't remember the fucking name, but they make glass ones. We get them at fucking Whole Foods and they hit me over the head for them fucking.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. How expensive
it's fucking, it's tough. And then to bring them to the car, it's like I got two bags of fucking waters and we gave them to my kids, so I don't give my kids juice or nothing, so they no juice, nothing. The only thing they can have is fucking like organic milk or water. And my son's fucking about to be four, so I mean he's never had, my son's never seen cereal. He's never in his life seen someone eat cereal, doesn't know what the fuck it is. I was just saying to my wife, I'm like, you know, he's never even seen cereal.
Garbage, Fruity Pebbles and all that shit for years, years.
Bro, it wasn't bad when we were young. It was cereal. It was just like wheat complex and shit, but now it's like you look at the ingredients, there's 300 ingredients. I'm like, why is there aluminum in fucking Frosted Flakes, dude?
See, someone that scum Travis Kelce pushing the fucking sugary cereals and the
vaccines.
The shot.
Two things at once. That was the fucking, that was his little gimmick. That dude's a tool.
Yeah, man, can't stand him.
What a time that was, dude.
They're probably gonna, I know, what a joke that whole fucking thing, and they're probably gonna win again this year, which is disgusting.
Yeah,
I really think they're gonna repeat, you know. Hopefully not. Hopefully hopefully he breaks his fucking leg or something. Yeah, we might have to cut out a couple of things here, but I'm trying to get monetized now. A few words.
Oh, yeah, you shouldn't have asked me to come on, bro. That's,
no, not that. Everything we talked about was good.
It was an awesome combo for sure.
Yeah. Swans, Mike Swans, say your Instagram, your TikTok pages and everything, and tag your also.
Yeah, so
you know?
my fitness Instagram is swansfit, so swans.fit, swanz.fit. So that's the place to go, and I go over tons of mechanical breakdown of different movements and stuff like that. So I always put out really good information, and I put out a ton of shit for free for everybody to kind of learn, and I answer questions in real time whenever I can. And my actual Instagram is mike.swans. So swansfit and mike.swans on Instagram. TikTok, it's mike.swans. But I do most of my posting and stuff like that. So all my fitness videos are on TikTok and Instagram if you guys need any or have any questions or anything like that.
I thought this was just like when I saw you just doing the cable things the other day and a few things, I thought this was just like a side thing you did. Like I had no idea that, you know, you were this involved in fitness were fucking.
It's my fucking life, man. And I love helping people. So, I mean, I love being a fucking, you know, a gentleman version of an asshole just like yourself, but at the end of the day, like I love to help, and if I can help people help people, that's like my end goal. I want to leave some positive change, leave behind a good legacy, and you know, see if we can change some lives. And doing it through the internet is the best way to do it, because I can only help so many people when I'm working in Boston or I'm in New Hampshire or whatever, but doing it on a worldwide scale with the power of the internet is the way to go.
I think you're a great father and a great role model, and I think it's a really unbelievable thing that you're you know, that you know all this stuff and you're not letting your kid, you know, pound fucking sodas and give him juicy juice in a sippy cup and just throwing a laptop at him. And and I think that kid will be ahead of the curve, kind of like you were when you were 16 and you were working out. No, he definitely is. He's going to be leaps and bounds ahead of everyone else, you know, and especially growing up. you know, hopefully everything's still around in fucking 10, 15 years. But can you imagine how bad it'll be, you know, in 10 or 15 years as far as obesity and kids with no balls? And
yeah, you're not going to be allowed to have balls. They're going to be, everyone's going to have a hamster bottle in their fucking, in their room. You're going to be able to just drink sugar water off the wall, dude. That's fucking where we're heading.
I think the best thing I was telling him when he came here, I said, I have no idea what we're going to talk about or what I'm going to say. And he's like, that's the best way, man. Absolutely. You know, like,
let it rip.
No, yeah, just let it rip. But hey, man, I want to thank you for coming
on.
Yeah,
brother.
I'm really really glad I had you on. It's awesome.
Always.
I like that.
Fuck, man.
I gotta get a gold chain piece. Dude, look at that thing.
That's custom too. Custom link. That's a weight on it. That's a heavy bad boy.
You know what? I'm getting one.
Let's go. I got a guy.
I got a guy too. All right, Justin, 33 in the books. If you're wearing a mask out there, the fresh air's gonna get you. He always shoots from the hip for iced coffee.